Ukrainian forces have now launched their much-talked-about counteroffensive.
Among the scores of notable pictures at the 2025 Karlovy Vary has been 2,000 metres to Andreevka by Mstislav Chernov, who previously won an Oscar for 20 Days in Mariupol. The Ukrainian documentarian's latest work follows changing fortunes in one battle in Russia's war on his country.
When we started filming, when we actually almost finished filming, when the operation to take Andreevka had a success, this film was about victory. This film was about a symbol of resistance, a symbol of hope. But as time has passed, our protagonists were losing their lives, and the families were losing their loved ones. And so this film also became a film about memory.
All That's Left of You is written by, directed by, and stars Sharian Dabis, who is Palestinian-American. Shown in its European premiere at the festival, it's an epic story that follows one family over generations and aims to capture the experience of many Palestinians. But Dabis says it's not meant to be didactic.
It's really a story about how this family survives decades of political upheaval and personal loss, and the love that really keeps them together. I don't really think much about the messaging necessarily. I kind of was thinking more about the characters in the story, and I knew that the messaging or the message would kind of come naturally because of who I am, where the story takes place, what this family is surviving. So it was quite simple in a way for me to focus just on the family and know that everything else would kind of fall into place.
The song by John Prine and Kurt Vile is used in Rebuilding, one of 12 films vying for the Crystal Globe for Best Film at this year's Karlovy Vary. The low-budget drama explores the concept of community following a catastrophe and is directed by Max Walker Silverman.
The catalyst of the film was a fire in which my grandmother's house burned down, which was devastating, of course, but also life did go on in a strange way, and the forest did come back. It sort of presented this paradoxical experience in which the loss led to a reinvention, and the reinvention presented some sort of future in which we can reimagine the way we live and rediscover who we are, and in doing so, retain some sense of home that's otherwise so uncertain.
How Rebuilding has done in the main competition at Karlovy Vary will be clear on Saturday evening, when the winners are announced at the traditional closing ceremony.